AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Casual Conversations. I'm your host, Ryan Bean, here with my co-host, Elena Sweetser, and hope you guys are doing well, and thank you for sharing some time with us.
Going back.
Yeah, so a few episodes ago, we decided that we were going to come in with one person having the topic. Mm-hmm. The other person came in blind. Mm-hmm. We kind of liked the format, so.
And today is Ryan's turn.
Yes, today is my turn. So I thought we would talk about, since 2024, for a lot of people, have been a struggle. The economy hasn't been as good. It's affected multiple people's career paths. Their figures aren't as where they used to be. I know it's impacted me. And I know it's impacted you. So, however, in every industry, no matter what the market is thrown at them, there are still people that find a way to become successful in any market. So I thought we'd just talk about today is how salespeople, good salespeople, figure out a way to still get it done, even in challenging times like we've had in 2024.
So how we survived this many years.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I'm going to say from a personal perspective, because if I've been in real estate 10 years, but this is really my first last year and two of it being a tough years where I had to really pivot and figure out a whole new direction, because I wasn't in real estate for 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. And the last time people went through what we were going through now is then. But I would say really the only way to push through is your mindset. Mm-hmm. Would you not agree?
I do agree.
And you have to decide whether you want to become a victim of the market or you want to become victorious. And those are your only two options.
Well, and I think in any market, if you really are paying attention, there's opportunity. And no matter what is thrown at you, right? I mean, even if you go back to COVID, look at how COVID reshaped business today, right? People had to adapt, they had to learn, and we're still doing a lot of those things in, five years later almost.
Yeah.
Like working from home and technology and what we could do off our phones. And
I'll say, I think the spike in social media really happened in 2020, because that's when you saw a lot of, like, I hate the term, but the TikTok stars and all that stuff. But I mean, these people are getting millions of followers, and, and all these, even realtors or business owners have utilized that platform to really succeed.
Yeah.
And get ahead of their competition.
Yeah. And I think for us, when I look at it, my sales guys ask me all the time, what are some of the things I do? And one, I try to bring a positive attitude.
Yeah.
I try not to let the negativity eat at me in any way. Mm-hmm. I try to reshape that energy into positive, right? Can I spend more time with my guys? Can I spend more time coaching the guys underneath me? Can I spend more one-on-one time with my customer base to really take a deep dive into their businesses? Mm-hmm. So there's opportunity. It's what you find. Look at how you had to rebrand your real estate company.
I was going
to
say, it's constant changing and growth. You can't be consistent.
That's the key.
And
that's
there's
the
a lot of realtors that are kind of going out of business right now because they're used to the postcard era or the newspaper. Mm-hmm. I mean, the last time I read a newspaper, I could not tell you when.
Yeah.
I'm a millennial. I don't think I've ever picked one up, to be honest. But there's still people that are saying, oh, well, this worked for me and I made so much money back then and built a business this way. Well, that's great. But we don't have landlines anymore. I mean, do you have a landline?
I do, but only because there's an emergency and it came with my internet package. Yeah. I don't think we've ever used it. I don't know my number. I can tell you that.
I know my mom has a landline, but I don't know another person that does.
Yeah.
Because it's just the way we do business, the way we communicate. It's changed. Everybody's behaviors have changed over time. It'll continue to change.
No, and I think that's what you see these great salespeople, these people that have become successful have been people that are willing to adapt, right? Yeah. And they have to, they're constantly changing, they're constantly reinventing themselves.
Yeah.
They're looking at ways to make their businesses better. They're looking at ways to make themselves better. You know, we talk a lot about self-reflection. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about that as well. You know, in past episodes where you got to constantly be looking at yourself saying, what am I not doing?
Yeah.
What could I be doing differently? What could I, what steps could I be taking today that I may not see the benefit of it until much later down the path?
Yeah.
That I think is what successful people do. I think successful people, rise to the challenge. That's mm-hmm. another thing they do, right? They're not afraid of challenging markets, because they know they're going to learn something from it. And they're probably going to learn a lot about themselves through. I know, yeah. I can tell you from my own personal experience this year, I learned a lot about myself, mm-hmm. My character, my drive, mm-hmm. And just how my positive attitude has got me through a very, very challenging year.
Yeah. And I think you really nailed it when you said, you know, you're the challenges moving forward, because most people think, oh, you're just going to plow through and succeed. But there's so many challenges that there's a lot of resistance naturally when you come to growth. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, most people think it's one or the other. Well, there's going to be a low ton of challenges and lessons learned along the way of growing. And it's just, you got to keep on that mindset of don't quit. Just keep going. And I say it once again from personal perspective, because like this year has been really challenging for me, because I've had to really learn how to use social media. And our friends like you guys, mm-hmm. Crystal, all of them, like, oh, you're good at social media. I'm not. Like, I'm the bottom of the barrel when it comes to social
media. She's bottom of the barrel, guys.
Yeah.
You don't want to see what I am. It would not be good.
But, and so it's been super struggling for me, because I've had to learn how to get engagement off social media. And there's a lot that I don't agree with on social media. I don't want to sell my soul to social media for my business.
I agree.
And that's one thing, like, I've been working with my real estate coaches. I don't want to just do things with my family or do things for clients just to post on social media and get that recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of social media is that, right? Like, mm-hmm. look at this great family dinner we're doing, and then all of a sudden, once the phone goes down, everybody's back in their own little world.
They're arguing and fighting mere seconds before it, right? And that's, like, you know, I talk about all the time. You know, there's just, there's the majority of what you see online or what you see on social media is fake.
It is,
and it's people creating a fake world. It's a fake persona. It's a way to say, this is the life I wish I had.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I post this on Facebook so I can get the likes so people see this about us? I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah.
I look at it as try to have genuine relationships, try to have genuine connections, and, you know, is there things that we post on social media that, you know, maybe are not necessary?
Yeah.
Like I told you before, like, that's one of the things I want to work on next year. And I don't do it intentionally, but mm-hmm. you don't know how you could rub people the wrong way by doing it. And I think for me as a whole, like you just said, you had to learn social media.
Mm-hmm.
For your business, we don't do too much of that in my industry. We do some of it as a company, mm-hmm. but what other challenges have you faced this year? I mean, besides that, I mean, it's been a tough year. So mentally, what gets Elena up every morning? What allows you to push yourself to go to work every single day? What pushes yourself to say, you know what? Yeah. I want to be better going into next year. There's a trigger. So what is it?
You and I are same. And I know what I'm about to answer you, like, same. I just don't like to lose. I don't like to fail. I don't like to fail, which you don't fail until you quit.
Mm-hmm.
Losing's okay, because, like, I even teach my toddler,
mm-hmm.
when you lose, you learn.
Yes.
And this last year or two has been a huge hit on my personal ego, because I've had to prioritize certain things in my life, because there was a point when my business was getting exploding, but what was getting left behind was my family. Cole, mm-hmm. we talked about that another episode, and mm-hmm. Cole mentioned, like, I feel like it's business key and then me, right? And at the end of the day, he and Keen are why I do my business.
Right.
So if
it's easy to lose sight of that when you're competitive.
It is.
It's easy to lose sight.
And you
of
just
that.
Want to build. And so this whole last year and a half, and it's crazy, it's been that long, because the market's constantly changed over the last 2 years, just drastically.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really realized that, I mean, I have no motivation for work if my family is not lined up. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I really have strengthened my foundation with my husband and my son, and hopefully future family, future kids. Cole would have a kid, but I want kids. but really, I've opened my eyes up. Like, I don't motivate myself if that's not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And so I've restructured my foundation, which now has allowed me to build a life around that foundation, where before I think it was just flip-flop.
Yeah, well, you got to find what your foundation makes the most sense for you, but you also don't want to lose your core, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my advice to that is, you know, a lot of times people will adapt and they have to change themselves, and change is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I think changing overall is a good thing, but the core of the person, you have to be who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're competitive. I'm competitive. I have that drive. And, you know, my wife will get on me sometimes mm-hmm. about, oh, you're working too much. You're putting so many hours in. And I'm like, Allison, the hours wasn't bothering me. You bugging me about mm-hmm. how many hours I'm putting in.
Yeah.
That is what's upsetting. Yeah. You're right. You, because in her eyes, it would drive her crazy to work those kind of hours. Mm-hmm. I enjoy my job. Yeah. I enjoy getting into it and trying to be better at it. I don't look at it all the time as a job. Now, is there times where I need to make sure I shut it off?
Yeah.
1,000%. I got to do a better job.
I think that's the biggest struggle for drivers like ourselves is when do you stop? And I watched one video, and I always forget these people's names, but he said his wife, like, he's built a successful business, and his wife, he built to a point where, like, he didn't have to book any more gigs. Like, he's made enough money, and he finally got a gig of his dream, and his wife said, you don't need it. We have everything here. And she goes, I want you to understand, if you book this gig, don't think that you're doing it for your family. You're doing it for yourself because mm-hmm. your family's taken care of.
Yeah, but sometimes you need to do it for yourself,
and
right?
That's the hard thing as a driver. Like, you have to find that balance, because naturally you just want to go. You get an award, go. Like, you don't even think about that because you're always pushing for the next one.
Well, but the problem is that your spouse or your significant other, they need to allow, in my opinion, they need to allow you to be you as well, because that's going to make you happier. Mm-hmm. It's going to set you up for a more successful relationship with them because mm-hmm. it's allowing you to be yourself. So I think eventually, if you end up changing too much of who your core is mm-hmm. to make sure you adapt, well, you lose yourself, and then you mm-hmm. it gains resentment, and then you end up getting frustrated. Then you look back and you go, man, I'm now a shell of what I used to be. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, because it was taken from me a bite at a time. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think the work life balance is important. Absolutely.
It's always going to be a struggle because there's no such thing as a balance. Let's be honest.
No. And it's in anything you guys do, there's no tit for tat. There's no 50-50. I never understood the concept of that. I'm like, there's going to be times where you got to give 80 and Cole's got to be okay with that. You know, I think it was a Matthew McConaughey quote when he was talking about his wife, and he goes, you know, one of us might be running. Mm-hmm. And the other one might be walking.
Oh, yeah, I sent that one to you.
Yes, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Like, that's so good.
It is, and it's absolutely right. He's like, you know, sometimes my wife's running, and I'm walking. And he goes, the whole idea is just don't let the gap get so far between. Yeah. But it's okay that one person's doing something different. So,
I agree.
I think you need to have that. I think when you look at business as a whole, you know, kind of circling back to the topic today, which was how do successful people navigate any market, mm-hmm. is I think they embrace the change.
Mm-hmm.
They embrace challenge. They're the buffalo. Mm-hmm. They're not afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
They have no fear. Mm-hmm. They don't fear failure mm-hmm. Because they know they're going to learn something from it. And I think it allows them to, I can tell you this year, it made me really look at what I need to prioritize going into 2025, mm-hmm. where my time needs to be spent going into 2025. So even though on paper, it looks like a pretty rough year.
Yeah.
I'm excited about going into 2025, knowing that I feel like I've got good things around me to be successful, and I've got the right mentality mm-hmm. to push my guys to be successful. And then you're setting yourself up for that next upswing. Now you're that much ahead, ahead of the game.
What I think a lot of this year and last year reminds me of is a book I read last year, or maybe the beginning of this year, called The Gap in the Game. Did I ever give that to you?
No.
Okay. I'll give you that. But really so many people focus on, like, our sales were so bad, and that's all we focus on. And we mm-hmm. bring the negative, but we don't focus on our wins, no matter how small they were.
Mm-hmm.
What are our wins this year? We started podcast, man.
It's a huge win.
You know, I've spent my husband and my son and I are just in a really good place right now. That I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had to make a career change last year for our family, and that was a lot of an adjustment. And this year, like, we really secured our foundation as a family, and that's everything to me personally. So I take that a massive win.
Yeah.
You can't put money on that.
Well, how do you not chalk that up to a massive win this year, right? And that's, but people don't see sight of they lose sight of it.
The money, though.
Yeah, correct. And you may go backwards a little bit, right? But at the end of the day, if you're healthy, mm-hmm. if you wake up and you've got a good family life, you still have your job.
Yeah.
And we talked about this on the last episode about gratitude, mm-hmm. right? How many people right now have lost their jobs?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not worried about a job. I know you're not worried about a job. I'm not worried about making a living.
Yeah.
So how are those not massive things or massive wins to hang your hat on?
Yeah.
I think they're huge.
I've seen a lot of realtors post on our realtor group pages throughout the country, you know, I'm 4 months behind my mortgage, or I've maxed out my credit cards, and I'm like, my sales could be worse, you know?
Yeah, but we lose sight of it because we always go, I know how big we've been. I know how high the numbers have been.
Yeah.
I know how successful I've been on paper. But yeah. you can look back at those years and go, okay, did I connect to my staff as much as I did?
Yeah.
Did I lose some friendships along the way because, you know, I was so focused on my business? Did a piece of my relationship with my spouse, you know, get chewed up a little bit because so how can you not look at those as massive losses?
Yeah.
So again, it goes back to the mentality that me and Leonard are sharing today. And I hope that you guys that are listening can view it that way.
Well, let's also talk about, because the way you and I adjust and build our business is different.
It is.
So the way I've had adapt this year is the whole marketing aspect of my business. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you don't have that. So how have you pushed it through it? And what have you changed in your role for someone who's like in a role like yours to get yourself to continue moving?
I had to find what I thought was going to be the core beliefs and core culture to get my group motivated, to get my group to think differently, to not let the economy be a woe is me type deal, which a lot of people in our world and in our lives have that. They're always looking for something to blame, taking accountability. So I think for me, I looked at it was, how can I put some time, because we lost a couple of big accounts this year too. They just went out of business. And that's a massive hit financially to me. But I thought, okay, I put a lot of time into that account or those accounts. I'm going to put that same time energy into my guys to make them better, make them look at things differently. So I really got into the coaching piece this year. I mean, I did a lot on the developmental piece for my guys. I spent a good amount of time getting in the weeds with them on basics, getting back into what kind of guy I want or female I want working for me, what kind of character they're going to have, people that are going to buy in to what we're trying to achieve, realize that, they have the same vision and realize they're in it for something bigger than themselves. And I'm getting my guys, my team, to start really buying into that philosophy. And what they're seeing is the results are coming faster because they're not focused on the results. They're not focused on
the next step.
They're focused on the process.
Yeah.
And they're enjoying the process. So for me, I had to get back to the basics. I had to go back to, okay, what made me successful 20 years ago when I started out? What was I doing that made me successful at year 5, at year 10?
Yeah.
And it's easy to forget about those things because you get further ahead in your career. And I kind of went back to it. And you know, I'm more excited about going into 2025 than I have in a long time.
I'm excited. I'm like, this year, let's be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the end of my year, my husband just got out of surgery and then literally it did not go as well. And then my kid got sick. My dog got sick. I'm like, let's be done. It's a wash. I'm over it. Let's go to 2025.
And it's easy to get consumed by that, right? Because all that comes at you seems like it's negative.
Yeah.
It seems like it's one hit after another. It's one thing after another. And you know,
well, my friend Tanya texted me last night, and I said, it comes in threes though, right? So I'm done. I'm over it. So I got through the rough part and we're done now.
Yeah. And you're still here. Everyone's still surviving.
I was going to bring that up. Perfect. So we are just on the same wavelength now. I was going to talk about survival mode. Cause honestly, I feel like, and if I'm being honest, cause most people look at me or probably you and they think, oh, we're just always go, go, go. But if you want the real mental part of me, it's like, I feel like I have been in survival mode the last year at least, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to shut it off. I've been doing what I got to do to survive, and I'm going to keep doing that to get better, but I've never shut it off. But it's not an easy thing to go through.
It's not, but the guys that can survive, like I tell my guys all the time, I need hunters, not farmers.
Yeah.
I need people that are going to grind and push themselves through it. And like you say, go in survival mode. If you had if your life depended on it, would you get up earlier? Would you stay later? Would you work a little bit harder? That may mean in this year, we're going to have to work a little extra harder. That's okay.
Yeah.
There's years where it's, you know, like at 21, 22, when it was crazy in my industry, my guys didn't have to work that hard.
Real estate. Let's be honest, we put a sign in the yard and it's sold.
Mm-hmm. In the market, depending on what market it was, right?
Yeah.
So everyone gets so spoiled by that they feel like, okay, I must not be... It used to come so much easier. Well, no, you just didn't have to work as hard for it.
Yeah.
So that's the difference, right? Yeah. Things fell in your lap, but you got comfortable. And I think for me, that was one of the things too. I think this year, I never would have said that about myself, but apparently I think it did work that way, work out that way to where I must have gotten a little too comfortable this year. And I lost that chip on my shoulder that I've always had. I told my bosses the chip is even bigger now.
Mm-hmm.
It's personal now.
Mm-hmm.
To go into next year, I'm looking at it as a personal deal. And I think that that's going to, again, it goes back to that's what you learn.
Yeah.
And so if I learned that about myself in 2024, I chalk 2024 up to being a successful year.
And, you know, it's taught me a lot about how to navigate my own marketing, not just social media, but like my listings and stuff. Cause you know, one thing I have in the back of my head that's always playing when I sleep, wake up in the middle of the night, wake up in the morning, it's like my listings aren't selling. And it's nothing that I'm doing. It's the market, right? Mm-hmm. And the listings just don't sell as fast right now. They don't sell in an hour. And that drives me nuts because you know me, my listings don't sit. They sell.
Yep.
But it's all of that across the board. You know, every Monday I'll pull up recaps for my sellers and it's still nothing's pending, which means nothing's moving.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So either we can adjust, give my clients money away, or we can just hang on a little bit tired and wait for the new year to come. Because let's be honest, everybody's waiting for the new year.
Everyone's waiting for the new year.
I've already got, I think, 5 listings lined up for quarter one.
Everyone's waiting for the new year. Everyone just saw the interest rates dip another quarter point. And, you know, everyone's waiting for, okay, when's that time that I'm going to jump back in the market?
They're still at 7s, though, man. They're like 7.1% right now. It's just stupid.
Yeah, it's too high, right? So the average person can't get it. And that impacts multiple things. So, again, like I said, for the people that are out there that are sellers, and, you know, I would take, you know, I seek opportunity. Don't wait for it.
Yeah.
Go look for it. Go hunt for it. Go find where you can be better, where you can better service your clients, where you can, you know, be that much quicker to respond.
You in your personal life too, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an opportunity to figure out how you can
better yourself.
You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put you first too. Cause we just talked about that.
Yeah. Put you first.
Yeah.
You're your own human. Take care of yourself
first.
It's
about who you surround yourself, you absorb into, right? So if you're just sitting back and watching, you know, drama shows and not watching anything motivational, you eventually will become that couch potato, or you'll be somebody who gets up and does something. Right?
Well, it's extremely easy to get sucked into that world.
Yeah.
You know, because again, you know, we seek comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my buddies, Nathan Lamb, shout out to
He's
Lamb.
My friend too.
Our friend, sorry. sent me a clip and he said that the worst disease or the worst bad habit, I'm fumbling the word, so I apologize, but he said is comfort.
Yeah.
Comfort is the biggest disease because we seek it so bad. And then when we get comfortable in life, all of a sudden you don't get any better.
We naturally always want easy.
Yeah, we want easy.
It's hard to step on the scale and be like, okay, I'm 40 pounds overweight, and then get through it. It's hard.
50 for me.
And it's hard, but that's going to change in 2025.
It is.
For both of us. We're going to get it. That's one of our goals, right?
It's my 20-year anniversary with my wife. I got to look good for her in a couple months. I'm going to go on my fast again.
Which we're going to talk about in our next episode. Excited about that one because it's my topic. He doesn't know yet, but we got a special guest. But I would say, honestly, this year has just been about reevaluating who I am as a person, what kind of life I want to live, shaving off the excess fat, right? And just kind of lean down, get lean on the things that make you the green. Whoa!
Live simpler, right? Yeah. Then, you know, things that you said, get rid of the excess, get rid of the crap that's weighing you down.
Yeah.
And, you know, focus on, do you really need some of the things that you have in your life? What are you seeking? Yeah. What are you going after? What's success look like to you? Mm-hmm. All those type of things, right?
So, and if there's something we named that helps you get motivated and push through those hard times, please comment or share this and share your story, because that's how we help each other. Right.
This was meant to be a group, to be a community where people can, you know, we want to get better. Yeah. You know, I get to learn a lot from people that have made comments to us, or why don't you guys talk about this? Or what if you guys, you know, brought this up as a comment?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I never looked at it that way. So we get as much out of it as hopefully you guys are getting out of it. So, but the community piece to make each other better, you know, if we all focus on that, I think we have a way to reshape the world.
I want to share you my screensaver because I feel like it's kind of what we're talking about. By the way, it's 11-11. Make a wish. But I put, remember, this is my screensaver. Remember, it is your time to win. You will win, and you're a winner.
There you go.
And that literally every time I open up my phone, that's what I read. And then I read my goals.
I love it.
So just saying.
I love it.
All right, recap it, Ryan.
All right, so guys,
tell them to do the thing. Social media. We need your help.
We need your support. Please rate us. Again, the person that hates social media is asking you to share us on social media. Share us on social media. Share us with your friends and family.
Yeah.
We want to continue to put this content out there. It's important to us. We truly believe in it.
If you thought of somebody during our episode, share it with them.
Yeah, but we need your help to grow it, right? We do. So we're enjoying doing it. We want to touch more people. But it's
not a creepy way.
Yeah, but it depends solely on your guys' help. So thank you again for being here. Thank you for the people that constantly listen to us every week. The feedback that we get from multiple people every week, we hear from someone different. So I know that it's spreading.
That's right.
And that means a lot to us. So
thank you again. Yes, we'll see you next week. And remember, next week's going to be a good one.
All right.
We got our first guest speaker.
Our first guest speaker's coming in.
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
Da-da-da-da. Bye.
See ya.